Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And starting off the show tonight, we have a discussion about Joe Biden. Apparently, he's doing more deportations than Trump, specifically deporting more asylum seekers than Trump did.
Well, yeah, we don't have the other categories of deportations. This is the numbers that that we came across, and it's a shocking number.
I don't know the entire number, but I have here the U.S. removed over 6,000 Haitian asylum seekers from the border at Del Rio. So that's just Haitian asylum seekers, just, you know, recently with, you know, the whips and horses. Did you see that?
Oh, I saw that. Very scary stuff.
Yep, there was ICE agents, well, I guess they're ICE, just Border Patrol agents.
Border Patrol.
On horseback, whipping people.
Yeah, like cattle.
Yeah, like cattle, like wrangling them with whips and hitting them with a long whip.
It looked incredibly frightening and scary to be in that situation with a bunch of armed men on horses attacking people who are just trying to escape the hellish life of living in Haiti.
Yep.
And do you think the Biden voters expected this to happen? Because the people on the left, like Biden, love to position themselves as the friend of the immigrants.
Yeah, they acted like Trump was the worst for immigration. And right when immigration, right when Joe Biden got elected, like somebody I know got a deportation letter. It was just, and they were telling him, oh, it's been a lot worse recently under Biden.
They told him that?
Well, I think his friends, sorry. Like his friends that, like,
who also might be not legal immigrant types.
I may know some other people like that.
Well, according to the same place that you're looking here, it's a Twitter account, AJ Plus. They're citing CNBC saying that Biden is using what's called Title 42 to expel asylum seekers without a right to a hearing. So, you know what asylum is, right?
Yeah, when you leave somewhere that is, you're going to die there.
Well, yeah, or they're going to put you in prison for the rest of your life, or, you know, they're after you for whatever reason. And the numbers here are just shocking. According to CNBC, under Trump, remember, Trump had 4 full years, and we're not even through year number one
of Biden.
440 over 440,000 people were expelled under this Title 42 during the Trump administration, and 690,000 have been expelled under the Biden administration under Title 42. So that's a tremendous level of increase, because if Biden is able to keep up the same amount over the next 3 years,
yeah, he could be at like 24. Wait, I don't know.
It was 690,000 right now. So, yeah, it would be well over 2 million people.
Wow.
So, you know, that is just absolutely horrifying, because these people, if they are indeed being prosecuted or persecuted, they're going to be sent back to likely their deaths or likely to a, you know, a prison cell.
Yeah, it's probably worse for you if you try to leave and then they find out about that.
Absolutely it is. Let's see. There's other story here from CNBC. Biden administration appeals judge's order. This is from less than a week ago, to stop expelling migrants under Trump-era pandemic policy. So there was a judge who said that they need to stop using Title 42, and Biden is appealing that. So this is yet another example of how Joe Biden is more like Trumpy than the Trump haters thought that Trump was. Like, people hated Trump for all these different reasons, and Biden has continued Trump's policies and cranked them up.
Yeah, my friend sent me this weird video of Biden today. It was him when he was younger. You know, he's always been in government office, so I don't know what his title was at the time, but mm-hmm. he was being interviewed.
Probably a senator or something.
Yeah, and he was saying, do people think that I care more about Bosnia than Haiti because it's white people in Bosnia and it's, you know, black people in Haiti? And then he just went on and said, well, if Haiti sank into the ocean, I wouldn't care. Just like, that was his answer to that. I was like, what is that supposed to mean?
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, it's clear what it means. It means he has no empathy.
Yeah.
Right? Like, to say that about an entire group of people living somewhere on the planet, to say if they just all died one day, he would have no concern whatsoever for that. And you juxtapose that against what he says while he's running for office, which is to make himself seem like just all caring, oh, we're the Democrats, we care about people.
Yeah,
well,
like,
that's clearly BS.
Like Teller from Penn and Teller thought he was going to heal us all with his love.
Is that what Teller said?
Yeah, you read that on the show. It was remember Teller's letter, and he was saying, like, we all need to
become I remember Penn Jillette. But Teller was, like, going along with Penn, from what I could see, so presumably Teller didn't disagree. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been in the photo op.
Yeah, I just mixed them up, sorry.
Yeah. According to the story here, CNBC, Biden administration appealing a judge's order to stop using a Trump-era pandemic policy that allows for the rapid expulsion of migrants without giving them a chance to apply for asylum. So they're using COVID as the excuse. The department's...
It's just COVID. That's why we had to have horseback riders whipping people.
Because of COVID?
It's just due to COVID.
The Department of Justice filed an appeal of U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan's ruling Thursday that bars the federal government from expelling migrants under the public health law known as Title 42. Sullivan ordered the ruling to go into effect in 14 days. The appeal is the latest move by the Biden administration to address the 20-year-high surge of migrants from Mexico and Central America crossing the border illegally, which remains a political flashpoint between Republicans and progressive Democrats. Title 42 was first introduced by Donald Trump in March of 2020 over concerns about the coronavirus pandemic. It gave the government the power to turn back any migrant caught crossing the border illegally, regardless of their country of origin, to supposedly stop COVID-19. So if you had managed to escape from North Korea and you had made it to the United States, which is no easy task, mind you, it's one thing to get here from Haiti or Guatemala or Honduras or something. It's a whole other story to get here from North Korea. But if you managed to and they caught you.
Due to COVID-19, you got to go back to North Korea.
They'd send you back, yeah, to North Korea, where you would certainly either be put into a hellish prison labor camp. And then, of course, all your family members have probably already been put into a prison labor camp because that's how they roll over in North Korea. If you try to escape or you do something bad, they punish your whole family for it. So, you know, you're going to prison, and it's going to be like the worst possible prison labor camp experience basically on the planet right now if they don't just go right ahead and just summarily execute you.
Yeah, but this quote from a man at the border, a Haitian man, with two children, he says, the U.S. government has no conscience.
Of course not.
Of course not.
What government does have a conscience? I mean, the whole point of the idea of the state is that it's just this automaton. Even though there are human beings running it, and I had a perfect example of this the other day. You and I were sitting out. We were having dinner on my dinner out where you and I get to go on Thursday downtown. And, you know, because I've got this federal ankle monitor on me, so I always have to ask permission from my federal handler to go out to eat or something like that. And one of the police officers here in Keene, Jason Short.
You know, he just assaulted our friend on March 16th, and he comes up to us.
And threatened multiple friends. He threatened Lumpy, one of our listeners and friends, out in front of the Moose Mart, out in front of the Bitcoin Embassy while the police were raiding that. And he assaulted Chris Wade, our Friday night co-host, and threatened his partner while they were out front of the studio early on the morning of the raid here in March. This guy was acting like a automaton. He had this soulless look in his eyes. He was just being absolutely horrendous, completely disrespecting their rights to be the media and record what was going on. They were trying to get video, and he kept on pushing them backwards. And as he walked up to us on the streets, he was just being Mr. Friendly.
Yep. More on that story when we come back. There's more Free Talk Live coming back, or coming next.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160.
Oh, yeah, sorry. my fault.
603-283-6160. And that's the phone number you need to get on the show with us. Talk about whatever you want, whatever is on your mind. Talk about what we are talking about if you want. 603-283-6160. On the show with you tonight, it's me, Bonnie.
It's Ian.
And we are talking about the fact that Biden has turned away more asylum seekers, deported more people than Trump.
In just the first, what, 9 months
yep.
of presidency, he's outdone Trump's first 4 years.
Yep.
So we can talk further about that, but actually went off to a side story about the sort of automaton nature of government. You had read it. I think it was a quote from a Haitian man who was, I guess, harassed by Border Patrol, and he said that the U.S. government
has no conscience.
Yeah. Now, I don't think the Haitian government has a conscience either. I don't think the North Korean government has a conscience. The Russian government has no conscience. Even though there are human beings who are in these jobs, they are part of this crazy
system.
Religion. It's a system, but it's also like a religion.
Yeah.
Because, and you can see it really in effect in like the court system, for instance, where it's not the judge, Mr. So-and-so, Judge Burke. He's not doing things to you.
And he really doesn't believe it.
He's the court. When he's got the robe on and he's sitting up high above everybody else in the room, he is no longer, I'm using Ed Burke as an example just because longtime listeners know who that is. That's the longtime district court judge here in Keene, New Hampshire. He's since retired. But
we saw him the other day.
Yeah, he drove by the other day and we waved.
By our house.
Yeah, we waved. But he's no longer Ed Burke. He's not even Judge Ed Burke. He's the court. And the prosecutor isn't Mr. Policeman, because here in, I was explaining to you, you and I were in court the other day supporting Joa, who unfortunately his car broke down, so he couldn't be here tonight. But we were there for his parking ticket, what we thought was going to be a trial, but it turned out to be an arraignment. But there's a policeman who is the prosecutor, the police prosecutor, and they're basically like a glorified plea deal taker. They're just there to call everybody's name that has a ticket or a charge against them and try to get them to take a plea. But he's not Mr. Smith, police prosecutor. He's the state.
Yeah.
And
does the state have any objection?
Correct.
No, we don't.
Like, that's how they talk.
I talk for all of these states right now.
Correct. They literally believe this stuff. And they're not going to admit that it's a religion. But yet, you're sitting in a room with literal pews. I mean, the only thing missing are hymnals from the pews. And ultimately, that's kind of what their law books are, right? Like, they've got their religious texts. And they've got tons of them.
They just do hymns in another time during sports ball games.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good point. There's a different place and time for that sort of thing. Whereas in court, it's all about being quiet. Can't speak.
Standing up in reverence for the judge, his honor.
Which we didn't do.
Nope. Never do.
The whole rest of the courtroom did, with the exception of us. And, you know, of course, Joa and Chris Wade was present. But those guys were in the back corner, so no one else got to see them stay seated. But we were sitting up front, so everybody got to see that happen. And so just kind of talking about this sort of automaton nature of the state.
No chewing gum.
Oh, yeah. Well, you should tell the listeners what you did.
I was just pretending to chew gum because the... What would you call that guy? The bailiff?
Bailiff, yeah.
The bailiff was like, just a reminder, turn all your phones off and no chewing gum in my court.
To be fair to them, Bonnie, they actually only want you to turn the phone ringers off. So you're allowed to use the phone in New Hampshire courts, whereas if you were in a Massachusetts court, they would confiscate the phone and you would not be able to use it.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to chew gum in their court, so I was just pretending to chew gum, and he kept staring at me. What was he going to do? I wasn't chewing gum. I was moving in my mouth. I don't know.
Yeah, can you imagine him, like, trying to stick his finger in your mouth or something like that? How would they, like,
yeah, exactly.
How would they
That's
prove it?
That's what I was thinking. Like, what is he going to do? I mean, how is he going to prove that I was chewing gum? Anyways. Yeah.
But these people, like, I don't know how many of them get a kick out of enforcing their arbitrary rules, but I think a good chunk of them do. They get some sort of a pleasure out of being able to, like, the guy that you're talking about, the bailiff, I've had encounters with that guy for years. They've been mostly, you know, congenial. They've been mostly not nasty, right? Like, he's been okay. But for whatever reason, he decided he was going to come up and ask if we had permission to, because I had my video camera out. And he said something about, you know, do you have your paperwork or something like that.
It's not like he's the guy that you have to go through and make sure that you give him your paperwork either. He's just, you know, he's just being a busybody.
Well, technically that is his job as a bailiff, is he can, they can demand that sort of information from somebody who wants to record a trial. But he knows who I am. He knows where I'm from. And what did I do? All I had to do was say to him, oh, yeah, registered with the Supreme Court, free Keene. And then he went
away.
And
he already knew that.
And of course he already knew that. So it's just like he just wanted to enforce his little thing that he could enforce, or try to enforce his thing. And so just to come back around to the status, this automaton. So even though it's human beings that are doing these things, when they're in the role that they've been assigned to play, all the whole idea of like acting human towards another person just seems to go out the window. They get this dead look on their face. I gave you another example of this the other day, too. There was a woman that we ran into, or just I saw her. I forget which store. We were at some store.
Grocery store.
And she smiled and, you know, acknowledged me and said hello. And I said hello back to her. And I said to you, that's the lady that destroyed children's chalking, basically. Not children's chalking, but there was one year at the county fair. She's like the fair supervisor who helps people find where their booth is supposed to be set up. So she's kind of like the grounds supervisor at the fairgrounds. And this isn't even a government job. This is like just a job where it's a private piece of private property, and this county fair is on private property here. So it's not a government agency. But although, to be fair, she is a government bureaucrat who works for the county prosecutor's office.
But people will go crazy over power in any situation where they feel like they have it, like in a church.
Yeah.
If you're the church, if you're the leader of some little part, there are things going on the cakewalk. People
sure.
go crazy over power for being the cakewalk coordinator.
If they're in charge of it. Yeah. You're right about that. In fact, we've seen this in business as well during COVID, where these little power seekers, all of a sudden, they used to just be the floor manager at Walmart or McDonald's, and now they have power over people, and you better show your vaccination status. There was a video that I saw on social media the other day. Apparently, Toronto just put in their vaccination passport requirement, and there's a video of an old woman in a McDonald's being thrown out of the McDonald's because she didn't have her vaccination passport. She'd lost it or something like that. She claimed she'd been vaccinated. She was there in a mask. She was there, you know, being as obedient as she possibly could be, and she was trying to explain to this manager, and this manager just wasn't hearing it. Kicked her right out.
So many examples of state workers being automatons. I feel like we didn't even finish all of your stories you were getting to there.
Oh, there's so many stories.
So many stories. Yeah. You can just keep going. Okay,
and you can tell your story, too, if you want to.
603-283-6160. Do you have any experiences with automatons? 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police say at least 13 people have been shot at a Kroger store in Tennessee. Police in Collierville, located just outside of Memphis, confirmed there is one deceased victim and the shooter is also dead. This Kroger employee reacts to the shooting.
I've been through everything. This right here took the cake.
And another employee describes the scene as a shooting broke out.
And whoever was in front of me, I grabbed them and just took... to go.
A CDC advisory committee is endorsing the Pfizer COVID vaccine for those 65 and older. The group voting today to recommend distribution of booster shots for older Americans and nursing home residents. An arrest warrant has been issued for Brian Laundrie. He's the fiancé of the late Gabby Petito, who was found murdered in Wyoming on Sunday. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Congressional Democrats and the White House have agreed on a framework to pay for the $3.5 trillion social spending bill. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer making the announcement during a briefing with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. House Minority Leader and California Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy is holding his weekly press conference on Thursday. McCarthy blaming the Biden administration for multiple crises facing the nation, pointing to the high prices consumers are facing and employers are trying to find workers.
American families are paying historically high prices for everyday goods and their families, primarily the working class. We'll continue to bear the burden of rising costs for possibly the next several years. And as our small and local businesses look to regain their footing from the pandemic, they are faced with a government-caused labor shortage, forcing service disruptions.
McCarthy also comparing the Biden administration to the Jimmy Carter years. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160. That's the phone number for you to call. You can get on the show with us tonight and talk about whatever's on your mind. You can give us your perspective of what we're talking about. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's me, Bonnie.
And it's Ian.
And I'm just going to go right into your calls. We have Kirby calling from Indiana. Kirby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Kirby.
How y'all doing?
Good. What's up?
Hey, I'm gonna be straight to it. You guys were talking about automatons.
Mm-hmm.
You know who's the worst automaton in this world?
Who?
Libertarians.
What do you mean?
Because the minute you do, most of them are absolute anarchists. I'm not. And the minute you don't toe the line on an issue that they are emotional about, they will cut you off and treat you like you are horrible. And it's ridiculous the way we are. We say we're about liberty and dealing with other people, but the minute our own people disagree with us on something, we start name calling. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I mean, everybody is on their own path, and not everybody's ever going to agree on everything, and if you can't get along with people, you really don't belong in a movement that you want to get, you know, that you want to expand. You got to be willing to meet people halfway sometimes.
Yeah, and that my way of the highway mentality does no good, especially when we're standing on the abyss of forever right now.
Mm-hmm.
We've got so much stuff coming at us. And I'll tell you what brought this up, the situation at the border. Haiti is on an island called Hispaniola, correct?
I've never heard that, but I'll take your word for it. I always just thought it was hate.
Take my word for it. It is. Google it. On the other side of the island is the Dominican Republic.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
Haiti takes up less than a quarter of the island.
Yeah.
So how much simpler would it have been for 15,000 Haitians to walk to the border than it would to make it to Mexico and then to the U.S. border?
Well, what do you think the reason is that they didn't do that?
I think that they have been encouraged by a great many people that we are not seeing, because remember, there's a hidden hand that rocks the cradle. They've been encouraged to do this. And if there's 15,000, there's 500 of them in there who have been trained to do some very ugly things once they get in.
Okay.
We got to quit. You don't want America to be the world's police any more than I do, correct?
Absolutely not.
We should not be the world's orphanage either. At some point, if your home is kind of shaky, are you going to take care of it or your neighbors, and you got to choose between the two?
Yeah, you got to take care of yourself first before you can help. You know, before you can be of any assistance to anyone else. You definitely have to take care of yourself. But, you know, I think the issue of immigration comes down, because that's why I'm hearing, you know, you're bringing up is concerns about people coming in here. The issue comes down to government welfare, because if people were able to just come here and move on to relatively unoccupied space, I mean, you think of the land west of the Mississippi, which is where they're coming in, is mostly government-owned land. It's, I think, two-thirds federal land. And so there's plenty of room out there. If they want to set up some shanty towns and, you know, create their own cities, I mean, I think they should be free to do that, don't you?
Why? No, because if that's the case, that's the Homestead Act, and it should be opened up to American citizens first.
Oh, it should be open to anybody.
It should be open to American citizens first, number one, and I'll tell you why. I've been paying taxes to this country for 40 years. You've been paying them all your life, one way or another. We have skin in this game.
Yeah, but I don't have any expectation that they're going to do anything for me. You know, they're not going to help me out. In fact, they're trying to put me in a cage.
That's cool, but it should still be open to us.
Oh, yeah, I'm not denying you. Yeah, absolutely. There should be the American people and anybody else on the planet who wants to have that land should be able to take it.
And we just brought tens of thousands of Afghans here. Someone's got to pay to feed, clothe, house them, send them to ESL class.
Well, we went over there and stabilized their country. We went over there and...
Well, I didn't go there.
Well, yeah, the government
went
over there.
I absolutely agree with it, Bonnie. And on that, we bear that responsibility. But we don't bear that responsibility with 15,000 Haitians.
Well, certainly the U.S. military hasn't been active, at least to my knowledge, in Haiti. But wasn't there a rumor that the U.S. government might have been involved in the assassination of the president there?
Yeah, there was. They said the guys might have been trained. A couple of them might have been trained in America. But there are plenty of places in America where you can go drop a couple free grand and get all the training you need, and it's perfectly legal. So
let me see if I understand what you're saying here. Are you saying that you think that the Haitian folks shouldn't be allowed to come into the United States because there might be some bad guys among them, or that there's welfare recipients?
I'm saying that there's a wide range of reasons for it, but if you want one, it's because they could have simply walked across their own country to a border, knocked on the door and said, hey, please help us. But instead, they had the energy to cross part of an ocean, part of the Atlantic, the Caribbean, get to Mexico and then walk to the Texas border. Couldn't that energy, stamina, strength, and determination have been used better to make Haiti a better place?
Yeah, well, I mean, for whatever reason, they chose not to do that, and I'm not going to second-guess those people.
Yeah, I mean,
but we, the people of the United States, don't have to accept it, do we?
But what if some of us want to accept it?
Also, I don't think that I have to do anything for them.
Take that energy, take, take, take as many as you can into your own home, feed them, clothe them, house them.
But these are people who are capable of working, so why shouldn't they just go to work?
They are people who are 61% literate in their own language,
mm-hmm.
which ain't even Spanish. It's French Creole.
Well, that doesn't mean that they can't learn,
So the American taxpayer has to
The American taxpayer needs to stop paying taxes.
Yeah, the problem is the government is stealing money from the American taxpayer.
I understand that, but because they're stealing it from us, they're just going to give it to somebody else?
That's how they do, man.
Give it back.
That's what the government does. They steal from you, and they give it to the politically connected classes.
And guess what? Those aren't the politically connected classes. If we the people, we're going to have to stand up across the board and tell our government no.
That's what's going to have to happen. I don't disagree with you there.
As a distraction as well.
Well, that's the thing,
Kirby. All the other stuff that's going on.
Here's the thing. You know, Americans are too cowardly to stand up and, you know, actually oppose their government in any significant manner.
Well, yeah, because when you do, the people who are so-called on your side call you all kinds of foul names.
Well, I mean, if you can't handle some foul names.
With it. I ain't tripping about the file names, but my point is we will never be able to unite as long as every time we get emotional, we want to start cutting people out.
Well, it sounds like you want to cut people out.
I'm saying that those are Haitians.
How big
They're
should the U.S. government?
United States.
Hey, okay, but how big should the budget be for these bureaucrats on the border? You want to see bigger government?
I have no idea about the bureaucrats on the border. See, and that's what I mean, Ian. Everybody want to take it to this extreme and get into the minutia. When the surface problem is you have 15,000 people living under a bridge. You got a binary choice.
Yeah, let them out of
let
there.
Let them in.
Sorry, Kirby.
Send
thank
them
you for
back.
The call, but I got to put you on hold. That's the bump for me.
I lean towards let them in. Freedom.
603-283-6160.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel blue star work fast or your money back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Your opinions about whatever we're talking about. Tonight we've been talking about Joe Biden. Apparently he's deported more refugees than Trump did in 4 years in 9 months.
To be fair, this Title 42 that they're using to deport asylum seekers specifically came into play during the so-called pandemic. So even though Trump had 4 years, he really only had, like, a year. So Biden is still outstripping Trump, though, on this, basically, at the rate that he's deporting people.
Even if he was deporting people at the same rate as Trump, it's just kind of funny because the American voters who voted for Biden voted for him because they thought he was going to be love and light and, you know, liberty for all.
Yeah, he loves immigrants. Oh, wait, no, they're whipping them. And, you know, grabbing them, deporting them, sending them back to whatever hellscape they've come from. By the way, Haiti is the poorest country in, like, the Northern Hemisphere.
Well,
or the Western, this area of the world.
Well,
very poor. And Kirby was on the line a moment ago, and he was saying that he didn't want to see these folks let in. And you were going to, I think, say something about that.
I was going to say that Kirby said that, and my opinion about it is a little bit different than Kirby's. Kirby thinks that the U.S. government owes us something because we've allowed them to steal from us all this time, and now they need to, you know, pay us back. I think that Americans need to just forget about the loss because, you know, you can't really get it back. You're not going to demand, you're going to all stand up in unison and demand the U.S. government give us something. It's just not going to happen.
Well, anything they have to give, they have already taken from somebody else. Or if they cut you a check, then they're printing more money out, so they're still taking from other people. So, yeah, I agree with you, Bonnie. You just have to let it go. Yes, they've screwed you. Yes, they've destroyed lives.
But they were never in actual agreement with you to take your money and use it for what you wanted.
No, of course not. They're a criminal enterprise.
No, they're just taking money from you. So
they try to pretend like they're doing something good with it. You know, like, oh, we're helping poor people and we're helping sick people and look over here and then don't look over here at the, you know, hundreds of thousands of innocent lives.
Or the kids in cages
bombed.
Still.
Yeah. Right. Don't forget about the immigrants' kids that are in cages. Biden's continuing that policy, and the news media is basically ignoring it. So he's basically continuing some of the worst Trump policies, and he's even like coloring his skin orange now, apparently. Unless those are photoshopped that I've seen online, but either way, it's funny, and you know, sad at the same time. But you know, this is an issue that does divide people in the liberty movement. Is this border control issue. And I do agree that people need to be able to work together, so I'm happy to work with Kirby on issues where we agree. But on issues where I disagree, I'm not going to help you. You know, that's like sorry, we're going to have to part ways on this one issue. I still think he's a cool guy. I like hanging out. He came here to visit us a few months ago.
And I don't like that people would tell him he's not a libertarian because of that, you know?
Well, and that does get into kind of a prickly issue, because I will say that if you support the border control by the government, then no, you're not being a libertarian on that issue, in my opinion, because a libertarian is somebody that supports non-aggression. And a human being crossing an imaginary line in the sand, a government border,
I think he's
is not an aggressive act.
Way. He thinks that we need to, you know, keep, you know, have him blocked out. I don't think, you know, I think he's thinking about it the wrong way. He thinks that they're aggressing on us by coming over and taking our things. But in reality, you know, the Southern Texas,
those things.
In reality, the Southern Texas border is not somebody who lives in Indiana's. It doesn't belong to you. You know, like, people are allowed to cross that. They should be allowed to come over and get jobs. But unfortunately, the government, immigrants can't win. Immigrants living in San Antonio, they can't go.
And you knew a few of them down there.
Yeah, they can't.
When you lived there.
They can't just go and work a normal job. And, you know, you just apply for a normal job
right.
as easily as an American citizen.
Yeah, they can only get work where someone's willing to look the other way and
it's usually
work there.
Crappy, and they're often abused.
Mm-hmm.
You
know, because they know that if they try to leave, the employer can go to the ICE people.
Yeah, and so, like, if they're going on the government dole, then, you know, they kind of can't win. You know, if they are taking
life is
money
difficult.
From the government. Then
yeah,
people are going to be like, oh, they're stealing from us, but it's just a immigrant that's not one of us. I mean, Kirby literally said, no, those are Haitians. Well, you know what? My friend in middle school came from Haiti after the hurricane, or not the hurricane, the earthquake, the really bad earthquake in, I think it was like 2012, 2011. And he's a perfectly upstanding citizen now. He's an architect.
Well, let's clarify something. The average so-called illegal immigrant isn't taking anything on the government dole, because that would put them on the government's radar.
Yeah.
And they don't want to get, you know, thrown out of the United States.
Yeah, I was trying to explain that to somebody that we know.
The people that are taking government dole are the people that have come here on government programs to begin with. So, for instance, like he mentioned, Kirby mentioned the Afghans who are coming here. There may very well be some government money, some taxpayer money, that are going to support those people. Now, to be fair, they're likely going to get jobs, and they're likely going to start to support themselves at some point. And, of course, as you pointed out, Bonnie, they were displaced by the U.S. military's actions. So it's kind of like the least the government gang can do is to give them a place to go where they're not going to be crucified for assisting with the U.S. government's occupation in Afghanistan. So, I mean, I kind of get why they should be allowed to come here. But I totally understand where Kirby's coming from and saying, hey, he doesn't want to pay for it.
Yeah.
And I don't want to either.
Exactly. Stop paying taxes.
Well, and that's the thing. These people are too afraid to go up against the U.S. federal government because they don't want to go to prison. They know that if they don't pay the whatever arbitrary tax that the government gang is demanding of them, then the government gang's going to turn against them. And they're going to put them in a jail cell. And there's not enough of them who are willing to gather together and actually stand up against tyranny.
They would rather, you know, just keep paying the gang and have the gang protect them from the Haitians.
Yeah, they want the gang to do their bidding. And you should know by now the gang will not do your bidding. It doesn't matter if it's Trump or if it's Biden or whatever. The gang will do what the gang wants to do. And they'll make you pay for it.
And each of them don't feel responsible for what they're doing because they're, like we said, government automatons who are just pushing buttons to further their system.
Correct.
They all just, continue on with their jobs every day, believing that what they're doing isn't their fault because they were ordered to do it.
A lot of the people who believe in this whole border crackdown, like, you know, stop the Haitians, stop the Mexicans, etc. kind of belief system, you know, they actually believe that somehow they can be stopped. And if you actually... Generally, the freedom mindset is, you know, the government can't do what it wants to do. Like, they fail at whatever it is they set out to do. They failed at winning in Afghanistan, which is one of the poorest countries on earth. They failed at ending poverty in the United States. They're making it worse. They failed at the war on drugs. I mean, you name it. They can't build roads. I mean, they just suck at everything that they do. What do you think? The border control bureaucrats are all of a sudden more efficient than every other bureaucracy out there? You think you can just throw more money at ICE and that they're going to get better at what they do? No, they're just a bunch of bureaucrats, just like every other government bureaucracy. They're incredibly wasteful. They're incredibly unnecessary. And all they want to do is get bigger. So they love it when people call for more border restrictions. They want to have more men with whips on horses. They want to have more, you know, dogs, and they want to have more trucks, and they want to make things scary. And remember, the more stringent a border security force is, the more difficult it is to leave. So if there's a wall up, that wall works both ways. Do people not care about that? Do you think that's okay?
Well, they're getting money taken, or they're getting money, you know, monthly from the government. They just want to comfortably live their lives. They don't want things to change. So they probably don't think that they'll ever want to leave.
Well, look around you, because things are definitely way worse now than they've ever been in the United States. And if it isn't clear that things are getting worse here, then you're just not paying attention. And in fact, a lot more people are leaving the United States now than ever before. And you can't blame, I can't blame the Haitians for wanting to come here. In fact, wow, instead of just crossing the border to the Dominican Republic, as Kirby had suggested, they made the effort to come all the way here. That tells you that there's still this mythology around the planet that things are freer in the United States, that they would rather go through however many thousands of miles or whatever that was, that journey to get through Mexico and up to the United States to try to have a chance at getting asylum here than to, quote, just go across the border to the Dominican Republic. Now, I did try to look into, like, why somebody would want to make that decision, maybe beyond the idea that the U.S. is so much more free than the Dominican Republic. But clearly the Dominican Republic is more wealthy, way more so than Haiti. But maybe they don't give you asylum over there. Maybe they just immediately throw people back to Haiti.
Yeah, maybe they have too many Haitians trying to go over.
Yeah, they probably look down on the Haitians because, you know, they're not very well educated and they probably don't have a lot of skills. And they're like, get out of here. So maybe they thought they'd have a chance here.
Yep. 603-283-6160. More on that coming up next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.